All right, so not everything with the videos went as planned, but I think that's also one of the things that we learned from Corey and his ministry. It's really not about the fireworks, and it's not about the sound, it's not about the photos, it's about what happens when you're actually there in the presence of other people. So we're trusting for that today. So we only had about two photos of the ministry sessions that we had in Russia, and in a certain sense, you kind of feel afraid to show all the fun photos, and because you feel people will think maybe you're just traveling and you're having fun, but you need to see that as well. And it's one of the words that someone gave us before we went is go and enjoy it and be like a child and enjoy it while we're there, and God will still do what he needs to do. We don't have to be greatness. We just have to go. We just have to be obedient. And we did have lots of fun. There is definitely a cost with going somewhere like Russia or Germany or Lesotho or wherever. But the cost is never, ever compares to the privilege of being able to go. And I think we were so, so humbled with the opportunity to be able to go. Not talking about cost financially, that too. It's going to take us three more years to buy the couches that we want. But there are other things. But it's not even worth mentioning. Because what we experienced of God and of his people in another country, in a different part of the world, and of another culture, and what he did while we were there, so much outweighs everything that you give up to be able to do that. So the first thing that I brought back is three thoughts from Russia. Not only three, but I'll share three. The first thing that I really just feel this morning is get out of the boat, walk on water. I really want to encourage you. We started this journey in 2016 already, and we started thinking about it. I started thinking about it. I only shared it with Johan in the beginning of 2018, end of 2017. And then the Lord worked in his heart, and eventually we got to the place where we said, okay, we're just going to go. We still don't know what we're going to do, but we're just going to go. And it's been so rewarding. So I just want to, first of all, invite you or encourage you to react to the dreams that the Lord put in your heart. You'll never know what the end of it is, but you've got to start with the first step. You've got to start reacting to it in some way, whether it's praying, whether it's standing in front of that map. Johan and Gian loves maps, so I don't know if we're going to go to more parts of the world, but go and stand in front of the map and see where this country is that the Lord put on your heart. And I specifically felt when we prepared for this morning that there are some people that God is calling to go to another neighborhood in Piketberg. That's something specific that the Lord put on my heart. And if God is telling you to go to another neighborhood, then just go. Go and visit a friend there, or make a friend and go there, or go and sit there and read your book. But just go to that other neighborhood and visit it. Sorry, I forgot. I told Gian that he can also say something. Gian, wil jy gou vir die mense ietsie sê? Wat was die lekkerste van Rusland?
Ek het so lekker gespeel.
Ja, okay, dankie Gian. And then also another thing that I felt, and it came out in testimonies from missionaries and from some of the youth and from Corey and even in my own life, that while we were sharing testimonies there, if you have made a declaration or an exclamation or just a statement somewhere in your life where you said, I will never go there, or I will never do this, then I am asking you today to go rethink that and to go repent about that and to confess that before the Lord and just give him, what's vrye deels in Engels? Free range to do with you whatever he wants to do with you. We had so many stories of people, and I was one of them. I told the Lord, I never want to go to a small little town in South Africa, and he sent me to Van Reinstorp as my first teaching position. But that's where I met Johan, and eventually we got here. So we just, that's just really on my heart this morning, is don't say no to the Lord. Just go wherever he says you must go, even if it's sitting on the different side of the church. I saw some people made a shift from the left to the right, so well done for that. But Even if it's that, even if it's befriending your neighbor, just never say, I'll do anything for the Lord except this one thing. Because the trend is that's usually the thing that you'll have to do. We saw that so many times from people's stories. All right, and then I also want to encourage you, we followed a kind of a natural path to decide to go and to follow up with people that we already know. And I also just learned from this process that not everything has to start as a big supernatural thing. I like to feel things and I like to experience the word of the Lord and I like prophetic things. But not everything starts there. Sometimes it starts with the Great Commission in Matthew and it says you must go to all the world and you must just go. And other times it will start with a vision or a dream or a whatever. But that's one of the things that I also learned. It becomes supernatural as you go. Something else that I want to share is, like I said, the cost is so worth what you get in return. And one of the things that you get in return is seeing God from a different culture's angle or from a different side and seeing these people in a different light and seeing his heart for a different culture and different country. And it's not something you can explain to people. It's not something you can understand unless you sit on the train with people that never smile in the public, unless you experience the kind of superficial excitement and joy in McDonald's in a strange place where people are so relieved to come out of the cold, but there's still no life. You feel something of the heart of the nation that you're in. And again, I just say, get out of the boat. If the Lord tells you to go, that's part of it. And then one of the biggest things that relates to this point is we saw a picture of the body of Christ. We really experienced the body of Christ. I experienced how we as Piketberg are part of the body of Christ in Russia, in Germany, in Lesotho, in wherever else. And that's one of the things that I came back with on my heart is that we must, that's actually another point, but we must really become a house of prayer for all nations. Just before we left, some of us from Piketberg went to Suzette Hartings' weekend, I don't know what to call it, seminar weekend in Wellington. And one of the sessions was led by Pastor Heinrich Titus. He's currently the leader of the Global Shofar Church. And he did a session there where he talked about us being living stones in the house and us becoming a house of prayer for all nations. And that is what church is for. That is why we are here. We are here to welcome the nations into our church. So in Piketberg, we have many nations. So we must change to become a house where everyone is welcome. But I specifically felt in my heart that we must also become a house where we pray for all nations. And I know of the three. I know of Germany, Russia, and Lesotho. And the three groups of us are all represented specifically here today. And I just felt that on my heart that the Lord said we must throughout the year keep praying for those three places where we sow our time, sow our money. We must keep sowing our prayers. And that is something that everyone can do, not just the few of us that went or that will go next year or wherever. We can do so much just by our prayers. When you get to Russia, you realize you can't do anything in any case with your hands. If God does not do it, Johan will talk some more about that, but if God does not do the ministry, if he does not move the rocks out of the place and the obstacles, and if he does not open the doors, there's nothing you can do. It feels like here in South Africa, you can kind of do things on your own. You can build a building, and you can do a few things out of your own strength as a church, but it's not like that in Russia. It's too difficult. So you realize the power of prayer, and you realize just how real God is in building his church with living stones. And then the last thing relating to that is, I had to repent of this almost yesterday when we prepared for today. When I was there, I came back with the resolve that I will share with freedom and with vrijmoedigheid. I will share when I come back with whoever I want to share, if the Lord puts it on my heart, or even if I just want to talk to someone. Because there you don't have that freedom. Yes, you can talk to someone on the train, but you might be persecuted for it. You might be arrested for it. And we were never in danger. We never felt that close to us. But you know it all the time. You have that shadow over you all the time that you can't really freely share what you want to share right now. And I had this excitement about coming back to South Africa and having the freedom to tell anybody what I want to share about Christ and about Jesus and what he did for us. And up until now, I haven't really done it. So I realized that yesterday, we must really take the boldness to share our faith because we can, while we still can in South Africa. The second thing that I came back with is teenagers. Before we left, the Lord put something on my heart that he wants us to have something to do with youth or teenagers. And I thought when we talked with Anton and Sonia, I thought maybe God wants us to take some teenagers there, or maybe we must involve them in the process, someone from our church maybe. But in the end, some of the most special times that we had there was with a group of youth from the Orenburg Church. And their youth ranges from 12 to young working, 25. So some of them had to could only come in the sessions that they weren't working. We had amazing ministry times with them. And that's also something that I want to share with you. We are not all the same, and we shouldn't be. And Johan and I are very, very different as well in how we would minister. And even in the session, we had one session where we could share whatever was on our heart, and we told Corey, we have this thing, Johan, especially about the father's heart. We want to share about God as a father. So we took some Encounter 3 material with us, and we did share that. And what we basically just did is we read scriptures. We read scriptures about the fact that we are children of God. We read scriptures about the fact that God is a good father. And Johan went with them through that list in Encounter 3 where we talk about the lies that we believe about God and the truths about God. And so we didn't do anything special. We really just read scriptures and went through the list and shared from our own lives, and that was it. And then afterwards, we gave the opportunity. We sang one song about fathers or God the Father, and we gave the opportunity for anyone who felt that they couldn't receive the love of the Father to come for prayer. And I think we prayed for 2 hours for people, one by one, as they just came, and they didn't even really share with us. But the Holy Spirit revealed so much to Johan and to me, and it was such a testimony because we don't know them, because we come from South Africa. So there's no way it comes from us. It didn't come from Corey or Alessia, who translated for us, because they know some of the kids a little bit. But the fact that it came from us made all the difference, because they knew it came straight from God. That was a really, really special time. But what I realized is we didn't do anything special, and we didn't do anything there that we can't do here. And that is what I want to leave with you about that. For me specifically, I feel very excited about, or very strongly about, the teenagers in our church and how we're going to do the youth. I don't feel specifically the Lord calling me, but I will definitely pray and see where I can help with that, because that is so important to me. Johan will share some more about the testimonies that that some of the youth shared with us. But we just saw the fatherlessness that we also see in South Africa, and that we see everywhere else in the world, is so prevalent in Russia. Lots of the kids, or youth, young adults, many of them lost their fathers at early ages, and many of them still have their fathers, but they're alcoholics. So alcoholism is a big, big problem in Russia. So the pastors, the whatever, there are people who serve them, but there aren't very many fathers. So we also saw how God really showed people a picture of a father and a son, even with Johan and Gian. Many of the times, Gian forgot he has a mother, so I don't know why he has to be with me right this specific moment. Yeah. He just stuck to Johan the whole time we were in Russia, so Johan's biceps grew a little bit. He had to keep Gian on himself the whole time. But that was a picture for that, for those teenagers. And Johan carried him on his shoulders when we had lunch and ran around with him. And I think that was so much part of our ministry there as the words that we shared. So, yeah, that was also special. And then, yeah, I also just learned how God uses us in our differences. So how we must just be faithful to whatever the Lord tells us to do and do it, and he will multiply that. And it's we really are co-workers. This morning that word also just came to me again. We are co-workers with Christ. We are not the main workers. We go along with Christ and whatever, with the Holy Spirit. And whatever he does and whatever we do is just an extension of that. He is the one that does the work in hearts. All right, and I'll just share that scripture in that says about the house of prayer for all nations is in Isaiah 56. If you want to go read that, you can do that. That's just the last thing that I would like to leave with you before Johan comes. Is it's not, in Piketberg, and this is maybe a stronger word, we must really move away from the idea that this is ours. Our money goes into this. Yes, it does. My husband's also somewhere there in the finance, and I know there's practical things, but the money that comes into this church is not ours. The time that we have as individuals is not ours. The energy, the life that we have, it's not ours to do just what we want with it. It really belongs to the Lord. And I just had such a sense that the body of Christ all over the world, in here as well, in Piketberg, but the rest of the world, really needs us to be able to let go of us and ours. And to let him make us living stones and let him build us into the right place where we want to be. Okay, I'm giving over to Johan.
Oh, mix it. Yes. Where do you begin? Words can't really describe what we experience. And yeah, Martel shared a lot now. And it was just such a big privilege to go and just to experience. You're really out of your comfort zone because you can't speak the language. It's very cold. So you really have to trust in each other also. And sometimes we had a bit korte mere, miskien. Maar was it, we grew stronger. So, yeah. At the first few days, we went to St. Petersburg, as you saw there. And there, we more like started just to blend into, see how the culture is. We walked around and booked a train where we had to go to Moscow and things like that. So there, we didn't connect with anybody. But, yeah, it was a good time just to acclimatize, if you can put it like that. And yeah, then we went to Moscow, and specifically with Corey that was here in September. They're in Malakhovka, I don't know how you actually pronounce it correctly. So we connected with them, and just to go and support their ministry. And yeah, he and his wife, Alyssa, they work full time, and the big heart of the ministry is they have a youth camp in, they have like summer break. So it's from June, July, August, where they actually just live together. Youth from different churches where Corey gets invited to all youth seminars. They come and live with them. And they do a discipleship courses and they just grow together. So that's a big ministry. So they do that in the summer months there. So when we got there, we just spent time there. They're now starting a church in the town they are. So there are very few people. It's more like a cell group, but they come together on Saturdays about 12 o'clock, and then they eat and fellowship together, and then they have church. So we, on the Saturday, we joined them, the first Saturday we were there. And, yeah, that was quite a blessed time just to learn the people's hearts. And yeah, I just realized again how important our testimony is, because we were the new guys there, so they had to get to know us. So we shared our testimonies, and just out of that, how people just connected with us and asked questions, and all the people there are believers already, so it's not people that's not believing, but yeah, just the power of it. And you think you're in South Africa, but it's another culture, but they have the same type of questions, the same longing for God as we have. And yeah, that was very powerful. And we spent also New Year's with them. They don't have, okay, we don't do Christmas either, but they have the New Year celebration. So then we all ate together and went out and just blessed time. And then we went to the Orenburg, where we actually supported Corrie in this short youth seminar. And yeah, there it was just, I'm not a guy that really, I think I had a heart for youth. But yeah, there was really great times where I could connect with a lot of the young guys there, and especially some of them that could understand English. When they have small groups after the sessions, I joined in, and some of the guys I really get to connect to because they had to translate for me. And after that, when we had dinner, we just, long conversations we had, and they asked me about stuff about in the Bible, and I can ask them, and we actually learn from each other, and that's was a good experience. And the one, I don't know if Martel shared, but in that session we had, what was really powerful, one morning after that Father's Heart session, the one guy, does the worship, he only used as a guy that played the guitar in the video. He's also you can say my disciple of Corrie's ministry, and he has also a great testimony how the Lord changed his life and heart. But his father was there that morning, in a way, and he came and he just came in front of all the other children. He repented too. Yeah, he just repented to Rosalind and his sister. So how he abused them, and he was also an alcoholic. And after that, the Lord really broke the people's spirits. And a lot of guys really got they had a freedom gekregen, and was dan. Yeah, that was a groot deal geweest. And net om deel van dit te wees. So that's a. This is just Martel gedeel het, like she shared about just the time we could spend there, because a lot of the guys, children, maybe in our situation also, they're the only Christian in their school or in the college they are. So they don't really see how Christian people interact or how we live, and that was a great opportunity, just that time we could spend with them. They can ask you questions because they never have it. They go to home and they don't have anybody to talk to. They privilege in that town, they have a church that is recognized, and they can, but they also sometimes get what you call it, just from government side, when they come and do fire inspections, they tell them the fire extinguisher can't be there, it must be there, and they give them a $500 fine, and the next time they come, they say it can be there, it must be there. So it's that type of things that it's made difficult for the church to operate, but praise the Lord, they're doing a good job. And and just some stories out of what's privileged out of Corrie's ministry, we met a lot of the young people that came through this motivatory they do in summer, and just to hear the testimonies of how people went there and other people, and then they came back and they were changed by God, and then other young people can't believe what happened to this person, and they also want to go. And a lot of these guys that come back, they actually realize they impact their immediate community and the young people that they get in contact with. So that's probably the main headlines I remember. But so I also want to just thank everybody for their prayer and the prayer, and we really could feel that, and like we were, praise God that nothing came out of on our path that really wat ons van stryk af gebring het hier. Only one time, a little story, we got on the wrong train, and about three stations later we all only realized it, But that's because of the language issue. But that's probably the only time we actually felt that we didn't maybe missed our point or so. Yeah, but just for everybody in church that prayed, and just for the encouragement from people in church before we go, and the support. And yeah, person is not here, but somebody in church sent us scriptures the one morning before we left, and that was really so accurate, and we could share that with the young people there, and that really encouraged them. So I just want to thank you for that person's obedience to the Lord for sharing. And yeah, I just want to encourage, like Martel, that it takes a big, bold step of faith to go and to other nation, even a lot of faith just to go to other neighborhood or to your neighbor to talk about Jesus with him if he doesn't know Jesus. But I just want to encourage you, if it's on your heart, don't stand back. You will be changed, and you will look at life differently and understand maybe your calling differently. Thank you.
Nou Vader, ons sê vir U dankie Here dat ons vanoggend vir U kan loof, dat ons vir U kan prys. Father, that every praise is unto You. En Here, ek bid soos wat Martiel en Johan gedeel het vanoggend, Vader, dat ons 'n huis van gebed sal word. Here, dat ons nie net sal sê ons wil een word nie, maar Here, dat ons 'n huis van gebed sal wees vir hierdie land, vir hierdie area, vir hierdie dorp, vir ons Here en vir die wêreld. Vader, ek bid dat U that You will ignite within us prayer, Lord. Father, that You will ignite within us love for Your people, love for the nations. Father, and as we walk in this town, soos wat ons in hierdie dorp inbeweeg, Here, bid ek dat ons sal deel van wat U doen. Dat ons sal deel van die liefde, dat ons sal deel van die goedheid, Here, met ander, waar ons dit oop en bloot kan doen, soos wat hulle vanoggend gedeel het, waar ons weet, Here, in alle lande mag jy nie altyd deel nie. Here, dat ons sal deel dit wat U op ons hart lê. Ons bid, Here, dat gebed die anker sal wees van alles in hierdie gemeente. Here, dat ons van die posisie van gebed sal beweeg en sal funksioneer soos wat U ons lei. Ek bid die bloed van Jesus Christus oor elkeen, en ek bid Here dat ons 'n getuienis sal wees daar buite hierdie week in Jesus naam. Amen.